إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، it's always a pleasure to welcome all of you into our classes, and once again a special welcome once again to our brother, that Allah guide him to Al-Islam today. I'm sorry, I forget your name. Dimitro?
B. Mitchell?
MashaAllah. Yeah, that's easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and all of us firmness upon Islam.
Amen.
Make us very happy when we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides someone to Islam. Alhamdulillah. Because Allah created us for a purpose. We're human beings. We have intellect. When you sit down and think about it, you got to come to this. Look, I'm here for a reason. I wasn't created, and the one who created me and gave me all what I have, all these beautiful things that you cannot buy from Walmart, can't just go buy another extra heart or two, put them on just in case. It just doesn't happen like that. And you know the people who are, they waiting for some organ transplant, they've been on the list for years. And once they get it, and most of them don't even work for them. But now we have all these kidneys, beautiful, they work, we don't even know where they are. So you ask somebody, where's your kidneys? Kidneys? Don't even know. We don't know the glands. We don't know many things that Allah has given us. And we should give thanks to Allah. We were created for a reason, for a purpose. We are not created to play. Just get up in the morning and eat and fulfill your desires and go to sleep again and do it the next day. No, there is a purpose. Alhamdulillah, those who think like this, it's easy for them. Allah guide them to Islam. When they're like, look, I got a purpose, man. I got to. Because in any job, you don't just go in a job and wind around the warehouse. You don't do that. Because the supervisor or manager is going to stop you. Hey, what you doing here? Who are you? I work here. But I see you running around, man. I see you not working. What is your real, why you're here? What is your purpose in here? Well, I supposed to handle this. Well, go there and handle it. Railroad. So same thing. And keep in mind, those people, they want a lot of you. 8 hours of hard work, they didn't give you your eyes. They didn't give you your intellect. They didn't give you one drop of blood that runs in your veins. They want all, a lot of you. And they can fire you for one mistake. Allah doesn't want nothing from us. And He gave us all these endless, priceless things. And He don't fire us of our mercy. We make mistakes. We wrong ourselves. But He say, look, the door is open for you. Just come back. Say, I'm sorry, and do it for yourself. I know. So once again, it's always, make us very happy. Make me excited for real when somebody become Muslim, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We're going to continue, inshallah, our classes. As on Saturday night, we have general topics. We don't have a particular book, because we keep this night for many topics, alhamdulillah, that concern us as Muslims, alhamdulillah. And this is the fifth class, correct me if I'm wrong, right? Wrong? Fifth class tonight, from this very important topic, to all of us, okay, which is 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye. Because magic is real. Nobody can tell you, oh, magic? No, magic is in another country. Where is it? No, magic is real. People are suffering from magic. There are magicians. It's haram, it's not good to practice magic. That's forbidden. That's kufr, disbelief. But people are doing it, hurting themselves and hurting others. By Allah's leave, of course, they will never be able to harm anyone except by Allah's leave. Also, there is envy, hasad. Somebody is jealous of you and give you the evil eye. There is such thing called evil eye. People, they jealous of you. And alhamdulillah for Islam. See, Islam, when you see someone driving a nice car, having beautiful children, nice body, because these people, they earn, they work. Most people work for these things. And nobody, all people born a prince. And that's some, yeah, some people, they born and they look, man, you're a prince. You got $10 million already in your account. A lot of people work hard for their money. They work hard for the house they live in. They work hard for their car. Islam teach us to look at that as a ni'mah from Allah. And you be happy for your brother. And if you want something like that, or better, why not? Ask Allah. And follow the means to get it, inshaAllah ta'ala. But no jealousy, hasad, he don't deserve it. And then the person now is affected by the ayn, and this, waliyadu billah. Now, so this is very important for us. 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye. And also these are the cure for those who are affected. If someone is affected with magic and with the evil eye and the like and hasad, then these people, they should do the ruqya, the incantation that is permissible, not the ruqya that is haram. And also they have to follow these 10 means that we mentioned, 4 of them so far, right? 4. Alright, I want 4 brave brothers to raise their hands. No grave. 1, 2, 3, 4. My man, B. Mitchell, you're brave enough. Okay, he raised his hand. Do you guys know why I said you can raise your hand? Huh? Everybody give B. Mitchell $1,000. No, that was not. We would love to do that anyway, alhamdulillah. Okay, you remind us, Hassan, what is the first point that we study? You agree with him or you disagree? Huh? May I gotta look at my paper? Okay? To seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from what? From these matters. Sent. Naam, to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the protection is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to do that. You should ask Allah to protect you from magic, from magicians, from their evil. Don't say, I'm tough, man. I'm from this tribe, and don't get to us. Yeah, right. Don't say that. So you gotta ask Allah protection. Alright? Now, number 2. Ayna, taqwa of Allah. And what is taqwa, Nasir?
Fulfilling the commands of Allah, following His guidance, hoping for reward, and leaving off His prohibitions, again following the guidance of Islam, fearing His plan.
Upon your way, you missed something. Upon nur, upon light, which is knowledge. Ahsant. The taqwa, which is a famous word we hear so many times, but the application, that's what matters. That what is taqwa? Piety. Someone, they say, he's a pious. Just because the way he look and cry? No, he need to know whether he's a pious or not. Doesn't matter what the people said about him. He need to know how I know, and know how you know, when we adhere to the commands of Allah to the best of our abilities, seeking the reward from Allah, because there is a reward for being good, from Allah, the most generous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon light from Allah, means His knowledge. Don't just try to be pious according to your way, according to what Allah legislates for us. And also you stay away from the prohibitions because they are bad for us. Whatever Allah tells us to stay away from, it got to be bad. Okay? Why you stay away from bad things? Because there is a punishment prescribed to those who perform those bad deeds. You want to escape that. Okay? And upon light from Allah also, knowledge. It's not like what is forbidden to the majority of the people is forbidden, now it becomes forbidden with you. No, you have to learn what you are commanded in this deen, and do it. And what you're commanded to stay away from, and stay away from. Ayna. Tayyib. Number 3. Who raised his hand? Mir. A sabr. Patient on, how? Patient on what? Nah. Patience, especially as related to If you know that someone who afflicted you with anything, which this has something, this point number three is going to be, is going to be more expanded in point number five that we're going to start with today after we review, because this is the purpose. We're not just reading here for entertainment. We're reading here so that we can get some knowledge, okay? So now, we have to have patience, okay? And number four, who raised his hand? Luqman. Huh? At-tawakkul ala Allah. Now, tawakkul. To depend upon Allah. So now, you follow the means, you do ruqya, you be patient, but you have to rely on Allah. Inshallah, the cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When is going to happen today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year? Alhamdulillah. Keep doing what you're doing, what you created for. Keep praying to the best of your abilities. Keep being nice to your parents, even if they're non-Muslims. Keep good and being good and dutiful to them. Being nice to your wife if you're married, to your children, to your neighbors. Be nice to yourself while you're waiting for the cure from Allah and the relief. There is always relief. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Even though many doors are closed, but Allah make a way out for you. And this is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number five? Sayyati inshaAllah. Tayyib. Jazakum Allah khairan, barakallahu fikum. As-sababu al-khamis. Now the fifth of these 10 means. What 10 means we're talking about, Abdullah?
Protection against the eye and
against magic and the evil eye. Naam, and hasad, and the like. As-sabab al-khamis, the fifth of these 10 means, فراغ القلب من الانشغال به والفكر فيه. SubhanAllah. Now this point has something to do with the heart. That you have to free your heart from being concerned with that affliction. Don't think about it all the time. Like certain people they do. He's sick now, he's going through some problems, and whenever somebody comes, he didn't hear what happened to me? Constantly thinking about it, morning, afternoon, day in, day out. That's going to make you even more sick, as his Shaykh is going to say. أن يخلي قلبه وفكره من أن يشغل بالحاسد. So somebody already don't like you and he's jealous of what Allah has given you. Put the evil eye on you, as we say, by Allah's permission, and leave as a test for you. Allah will, if you're patient, Allah raise your levels, forgive your sins, and reward you for all this. Subhanallah. Don't make it now your business. Just talking about this person. Yeah, it got to be him. I know it. That's gonna be your talk now. No. قال كثير من الناس يزداد تعبه وعلته ويتضاعف الأمر فيه بسبب أنه دائما ذهنه منشغل بحاسده أو بمن أصابه بالعين أو حتى أحيانا من يتوهم أنه أصابه بعين أو بحسد فيمرض من جهة انشغال فكره بهذا الأمر ودوام تردد هذا الأمر في فكره وعقله. شيخ عبد الرزاق البدر حفظه الله ومتعه بالصحة والعافية هو وأبوه جزاهم الله خيرا. He says, many people, their condition worsen, get worse. They get complications. They know they nobody hope for complications. Anybody who's sick or going through some hardship, they want us to get better as soon as possible, right or wrong. But now certain people, their case get worse. More complications. Why? What is the reason? Because the state of mind. You see? The state of mind. Constantly thinking about that person who has, done something to him, or has affected him, or has wronged him, or wronged her, and the like. He said, keep in mind, some people, they don't even have no sound proofs. They assume that somebody did it to them. And they make it a case just upon assumptions. And they get worse. Because that's all what's in their mind. What should be on your mind, you're a Muslim, is the remembrance of Allah. The ibadah. The heart should be free from these things. Should be filled with the remembrance of Allah, because Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Those who believe and their hearts feel at ease with the remembrance of Allah, for indeed, with the remembrance of Allah, do hearts feel at ease and rest. Surah Al-Ra'd. Now, قال فإذا من الأسباب المهمة هنا فراغ القلب من الإشغال به والفكر فيه. Says this is considered actually one of the greatest of all these means, that you free your mind and your heart from thinking about that person who caused you these pains. That if you know he or she that he did it, salam wa barakatuh. Don't constantly make it your business and your case. That's all what matters to you. No, he said this is one of the main things that helps, that you forget about them. وَأَنْ يَقْصِدَ أَنْ يَمْحُوَهُ مِنْ بَالِهِ كُلَّمَا خَطَرَ لَهُ فَلَا يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَيْهِ وَلَا يَخَافُهُ وَلَا يَمْلَأُ قَلْبَهُ بِالْفِكْرِ فِيهِ. Rather, whenever thoughts come to you about such a person, try to get it out of your mind. Try to get it out of mind. Not to think about it. Because you can't. These are not the things that can help us. These are not the things that are supposed to help us if they are found in our hearts. You remember, we clean our trunks, right? You have a trunk on the car. You don't put junk in there. Even though you may, if you find junk or if you find trash, what do you do with it? You move it out. You clean it. Likewise, this junk here, we gotta clean our hearts from junk. Been thinking in some way, no, fill your heart with something that brings good for you. Junk is no good, it make you sick, right or wrong? Huh? What about if that junk is trash? It's even worse. يقول ابن القيم, one of the great scholars of Al-Islam, his name is ابن القيم, شمس الدين. وهذا من أنفع الأدوية وأقوى الأسباب المعينة على اندفاع شره. He says this is one of the most beneficial of all cures and medicines. This is the strongest of all means that help you get better and repel the harm of that person. When you don't give, pay him no mind, like he doesn't exist. That's what's gonna bring, make you better, and stop his evil and his transgression. ويضرب لذلك مثلا توضيحا يقول. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he strike an example. Sheikh al-Albani, he used to always give example, and he used to say this beautiful statement, وَبِالْمِثَالِ يَتَّضِحُ الْمَقَالِ. When you strike an example and bring an example, the matter become clear. Okay? قال فإن هذا بمنزلة من يطلبه عدوه ليمسكه ويؤذيه. He said this person now who is already afflicted with the evil eye, hasad, jealousy and the like, is like someone who's sought by an enemy. You see? An enemy is looking for him and trying to catch him, to harm him. مثل لو يمر إنسان في طريق ويكون في هذا الطريق بعد السفهاء. So now if you're enemy and you cannot face that enemy, are you going to stop and go, hey, who you at? What do you want? Or you keep running and you keep going away? Likewise. The Sheikh says, مثل لو يمر إنسان في طريق ويكون في هذا الطريق بعد السفهاء وبعد الفساق فيتعرضون له بشيء من الأذى إما بكلمة نابية أو بلفظة جارحة أو بشيء من هذا القبيل إن وقف وتشاكس معهم والتفت إليهم ما الذي سيحدث؟ The Sheikh gave an example. He says, let's say someone who's walking on a path. He's going somewhere, he's on his path. But he passed by a group of foolish people. They have no manners. There are people like that. Foolish, terrible people. طيب, And for no reason, they start calling him names, abusing him, okay? Bad words. So if he stops and say, what are you talking about? You talking about me? And this, what's going to happen? The Shaykh, he says. ما الذي سيحدث? Before I tell you the answer, I want to hear from you. Let's say, not you, a person walking in a path, he passed by a group of 5-6 people, I don't know what they do. They're there, and then they start calling him names. You this, and you that, and he's this, he's that. And this person stop and say, engage in a conversation with them. What would happen?
Increase the evil.
Good, akhi. That's what the Shaykh exactly says. He says, تزيد الأمور وتتضاعف وهم قوم سفهاء لا يقف فيهم الأذى عند حد ولا يقف السب عندهم عند حد ولا تقف بهم الرعون عند حد. He says, if he, that person, stop and say, hey, what are you talking about? You talking to me? He said he's going to make matters worse for himself. Why? Because they're foolish already. You think someone will call you a name or something, and you say, hey, what are you doing? He's going to say, I'm sorry. He's going to even give you more words. Because that's who they are. They don't know something else. Now, فَإِنْ وَقَفَ مَعَهُمْ فِي مُشَادَّةِ أَوْ فِي خُصُومَ دَعَى وَقْتُهُ فِي مَا لَيْسَ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ طَائِلٍ إِلَّا مَزِيدَ الْأَدَى وَمَزِيدَ الْتَرَرِ. So if he stops and engage in conversation and talking to them, now he's wasting his time. Because these people don't even listen. They're going to call him more names, they're going to give him agitated. And you know what happens sometimes when people get agitated. Some people lose control. A lot of bad things happen that we hear about it in the news. بينما إذا مر من أمثال هؤلاء ولم يلق لهم بال ومضى في طريقه. But if this person, he hears these people, they call him names, but it's like they speak in a language that he doesn't understand. And he keep moving. You, for example, a Muslim coming to the masjid to pray Asr, and he's walking, and then some people, they call him all names. You, where are we coming from? You're a terrorist. He may be a tourist, by the way, I don't know. But they call him all these names, so he's gonna stop? No, he keep moving. He keep moving because he's coming to perform ibadah. He's gonna stop now and fight the people? Foolish? He says, look, he's supposed to keep going in his way, by his business, as we say, because the like of these people, don't pay them no mind. Don't pay them no mind. Because Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 199, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Turn away from the foolish. Ayah didn't tell us stop there and tell them what you're talking about. Allah tells us when a foolish people address you with stuff, أعرض. Turn and keep going. Like I said, like you don't understand. They speak in a language that you never heard. A dialect, I don't know where it's from. Okay? I don't want to give any examples. And I can, you know. طيب. Allah says, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. But this is easy for us to say, right or wrong. No. Let's be honest now. If one of us park his car, and then 5-6 people, they think like they're big guys, you know, with 5, he's only one, and they're like, look at this, Arab, Muslim, you know, look at this Islamic man. They don't know. Huh? What are you doing in our country? Get out of here. What you do? What would you do? Please don't answer this question. Don't answer this question. That's why we're learning here. You know, I'm not going to tell you how, what I would do. But I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me do what's pleasing to Him. That's what I do. Of course, man, if somebody calling you names, and worse if you are with your family and they hear that nonsense, what would you do? get her to the house and come back. Call seven strong brothers. Islam is not a gang, man. I ain't no Crips in this one. Alright? And the other ones?
Bloods.
Hey, Islam is not a gang. Alright, look, there's seven. Are you gonna stay here, guys? You better stay here, right? I'm coming back. And then now, they may not even let you go if you act like that. I know people lost their lives because of that. Is it worth it? Huh? It's not worth it. What is the akhlaq of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So if me, for example, I'm in a parking lot, any parking lot, and then some people who are foolish, they began to talk to me. Let me tell you one thing. This happened to me in a Muslim country. A Muslim country, they make fun of you. Those Muslims who don't understand the religion, they look at you and they like, yeah. They make fun of the women who wear the hijab. They call them ninja. These are Muslims. They say la ilaha illallah. Talking about non-Muslims. So, when you or me, at that moment, were tested by Allah to see where do we stand in this iman, in the application of this class. You think this is entertainment? This is for us, for me and you, to look at the weaknesses we have, the shortcomings we have, the problems we have, and every one of us have problems. You don't have a problem? Anyone here have no problems, period? Raise your hand. If you did, that's a problem in itself. Thinking like you're straight. Hey, Yusuf. Right now. So now, when you go on through this, don't feel like you're the first one. Everybody is okay. You're the first one ever. This is the first time in humanity, in the history of humanity, you're the only one something said to him. Akhi, the prophets, they went through a lot. Prophet Noah, alayhi salam, Ibrahim, Musa, alayhi salam, Isa, alayhi salam, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Joseph, Yusuf, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are all our prophets. We believe in all of them. But what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through? Can somebody give me an example? Hey, he's praying. A woman putting trash on his back. Did he go and get some strong companions and took care of burn the whole house or kill somebody? Did he even say something bad to that lady? Nothing. Now some people they want to kill, I don't know how many, for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, whoever says something bad about me, go kill them? This is not from the deen of Allah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a man will come and call him names and this, but he smiles. A man will come and hold the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with his collar, right? And turn him until he rips, leave a mark, and say, "Oh Muhammad, give me from the wealth of Allah." What the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? And he is surrounded by the companions. Strong, mighty companions. They're waiting for one. Not even a statement. But the Prophet is like, "La, leave him, it's okay, give him from the word of Allah." The man don't know. The Prophet ﷺ, when he went to Taif to call them to Islam, did he go to Taif asking for money, for charity? Was he going to Taif to tell them, "Look, these houses are mine, they're my grandparents"? Why did he go to Taif? Calling them to what is good for them. Calling them to Islam that will give them and guarantee for them a better life in this life and the everlasting joy and happiness in the hereafter. But what they did? Usually someone who knows and in the right mind, what they say? Jazakallahu khairan. Astraddal. They will take care of him and give him refreshments and bring all the people. Be quiet. Listen to this man. He's a prophet of Allah. Listen to him. Like what we do. We, there is no prophet after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when one of the mashayikh come to hear, what we do? We free ourselves. And we sit. We listen to that shaykh, like our shaykh Hassan al-Banna when he came, hafidhahullah, our young shaykh. Hassan al-Banna, Hafidhahullah. When he was 86 years old, when he came here, right? And we freed ourselves, we make arrangements and scheduling and this, and we sit. Because we know the importance of what he's going to present to us. We need those advices. But now the Prophet ﷺ, he don't retaliate. There are people who used to not only say bad words to him, they planned wars against him. To kill him and get rid of him and Islam. But still, whenever he sees them, he smiles and says, hey, Islam. He called them. He continued to call them to that which is good. Many companions, they fought the Prophet ﷺ for years. But now we say, radiallahu anhum. You know? Huh? Ain't like Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan, he was the leader, the head. Na'am, Yusuf. Hey. Also, the Prophet ﷺ was afflicted by magic. We're talking about magic. Na'am. He was affected by magic. And he was patient. So, may Allah protect us. But we have to act like this, ya akhi, see? So when you find yourself with this, some people they think, no, the one who keep going, he's a coward. Some people even give themselves in trouble. He's over there, the other side of the park. And then he's gonna drive. Akhi, salaam alaikum. Those guys bothering you? They said something to you? Because I saw them, they were laughing. Why, people cannot laugh? Then the brother said, Akhi, don't worry about it. No. Oh, that's all he needs to know. Don't worry about it. Alright, he's going to go and do something. I don't know what. He thinks like this is a manhood. Man, that's a real man. It's not a real man. As the Prophet said to us, the strong man is not the one who throw people all over the place. Actually, the strong man is the one who subdue his, what? Anger. Because anger leads you to a lot of problems. A lot of problems. That's the strong man. Yes, he wants to tear up things, he wants to do this, but he's like, wait a minute, I'm a Muslim. What's pleasing to Allah? What's going to be written for me as a good thing, not as a bad thing? Not everyone who walks, he's weak. Allah, some people that walk away from this thing, they're strong. They can cause a lot of damage. But they have another strength. Not physical one. Spiritual strength. Iman. The taqwa we're talking about. That patience. These are all components that come together, man. These are the ingredients of success. You gotta have them together. Naam. And he walk away. One of the poets says, وَلَقَدْ أَمُرُّ عَلَى السَّفِيهِ يَسُبُّنِي فَأَمُرُّ ثَمَّتَ وَأَقُولُ لَا يَعْنِينِي. One of the poets, he brought a beautiful line of poetry. He says, I may pass by a foolish person. He's abusing me. I know. I understand the language. Yeah, I know he's, that's for me. He's addressing me. But I keep going and I said to myself, no, he's talking to somebody else. Are we willing to do this? Now I see some eyes looking at me like, oh no, man. No, this is the way. No, you go like this person doesn't concern you. I know it's easy said than done. May Allah grant us tawfiq. تقول لا يقصدني أنا ربما غيري وتمشي لماذا يمشي لأنه إذا وقف والتفت إليه وتجاذب معه تعب وتلفت نفسه وانفلتت أعصابه وزاد همه ولم يحقق عاقبة مفيدة. Why this poet says, look man, if when a foolish address him in a bed and abused him, he keep going and he's like, man, he's talking to somebody else, not me. And why? He says, because if he choose the other route to stop and say, you talking to me? And start talking to him, arguing, and he's gonna get worse. Because foolish, you cannot talk to them. You just can't. They have no manners, no behaviors, no character. Nobody taught them anything. So how are you gonna like, you wanna kind of deal with people like this? Just keep going. It's like, I give this example. It's like, You're walking on the sidewalk, and there is this high fence, but there is this big dog barking at you, and walking with you along the fence, but he's in the other side of the fence. What would you do? What do you do? Keep on running? No. You don't have to run. It's a fence. I hope there's no hole in the fence. You keep walking. Can you imagine you see someone stopping right there and talking to the dog? Huh? Barking at me? What would you do? This man is talking to a dog. Same thing. I'm not saying that person who is he's a dog. No, I'm just giving an example. That person, he's speaking a language that you don't understand. It's not on your mind. Yes, it's English. But as you are, you're concerned, you want to do what is right, you don't understand what he's talking about. You don't understand. And keep in mind, sometimes people, they want to test you. They just want to test you. They hear, like, look, Muslims, Islam, patience, their prophet, doesn't matter what they throw at him, he's patient. And now this person is like, look, man, if they are like that, subhanAllah, I can't work with people like that. He's going to come and test you the first time you punch him in the face. And he's like, what you do that for? Who are you? I said, I didn't put my hands on you. I just say one word. Even retaliation is permissible, but in the same way. Somebody say one word to you, you say one word. You can do that. But Allah says, but if you are patient and leave it alone, that's better for you. SubhanAllah. But some people, they have so much anger in them. When are you going to take time and clean? People, they just so emotional and so much anger. They load up. Loaded with anger. And they don't act only with somebody, some stranger who called them names. They do this with their parents, with their wives, with their children. Doesn't matter who's in front of him at that time. Step on his shoes, you're out. He don't even know who you are. 10 years of marriage, 10 years of partnership, 10 years of friendship, go down the pipes. Anger. And that's another topic we may bring, inshallah, the anger management and, you know, patience. That's why... That's the first thing you should pack, right, Yusuf? Some people want to travel, you want to do this, they be packing things, right? The first item you should pack is patience. And you should pack a lot of it. He will be packing a lot, I don't know, underwear, I need like 10 pairs of socks. Money, of course, money. And this, but patience, that's what you need to pack in any trip, you want to deal with anybody, you're going to pack that. Because you will need it. Because that, through that, your life will be easy with patience. Because patience make you think right. Give you that time needed. Sometimes you may need only a few moments. You don't need a whole day. Some people, because they couldn't be patient for 10 seconds, that's because a damage is caused. 10 seconds. If they were patient for 10 seconds, inshallah, they could see right. Amen. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, once again we go to Ibn al-Qayyim, قال فإن هذا بمنزلة من يطلبه عدوه ليمسكه ويؤذيه فإذا لم يتعرض له ولا تماسك هو وإياه بل انعزل عنه لم يقدر عليه فإذا تماسك وتعلق كل منهما بصاحبه حصل الشر وهكذا الأرواح سواء. الله أكبر. You remember the example of Ibn al-Qayyim? He says the example of a person who has been affected or afflicted or wronged, transgressed against by somebody. He said you should ignore them like never happened. You know he did it. Ignore him. He's like, because the example of this person is like someone who is being sought by an enemy. They're looking for him. So when you see people looking for you, what you usually should do? Break north, man. You gotta go the other way. Unless a person is looking for trouble. Right, Muhammad? Which Muhammad? I didn't make no eye contact. Alright, so, Alhamdulillah. وين هي؟ مي السان محمد في الحمام ما شاء الله. So now he says, if that person keep going and didn't stop and face the enemy, then no problem, nothing's gonna happen. He's away from you, you go. He says, but if he stops and what are you talking about? And they put a hand on him, hand here, they hold one another, they start doing what? What do you call that?
Tussling.
Tussling? Nah, that's what it is, the word. They start tussling. What happened usually? A lot of bad things could happen while they tussling. Because you don't know what he has in his pocket. People carry knives with them, pistols. People lose, like I said, lose their lives like that. So now if he starts tussling, he gives him more opportunity to cause more harm. And evil occurs like that. But if he's far away from you, then don't happen. The Shaykh says, likewise, the arwah, the souls. If your mind is on something else, if your mind is on the akhirah, this dunya doesn't bother you. Your mind is on something better, man. So how are you going to switch the channel? You know, from listening to the Quran to listening to some talk show, they just lie and crack jokes. How could it be possible? So you keep going. Don't stop. The Shaykh, he says, Ibn al-Qayyim. Why? Because if you stop what you're doing, you're remembering Allah. And you hear somebody abused you with some foolish statements. If you switch, you stop remembering Allah and start engaging in that, well, that's it. Problems. Now you keep remembering Allah. Pay them no mind. And once again, I said that it's not easy for many of us. And may Allah make it easy for us. Ameen. فإذا الإنسان شغل روحه بالفكر في عدوه أو في حاسده وأصبح يجيل فكره بتكرار وباستمرار في من أصابه بحسد أو من أصابه بأذى يحصل عاقبة حميدة بل تعبت نفسه وزاد سقمه وتضاعفت علته فمن الخير له أن يعرض عن هذا وأن لا يشغل باله به. So therefore, when a person is going through some hardship because of some hasad, evil eye, somebody wronged him and the like, he said, keep going, man. Do what you're doing as a servant of Allah. Don't put your remembrance of Allah on hold until you investigate and you talk to this person and come here, what you did, who didn't do, and you make it your business now. He said, you're gonna get tired. And your condition is gonna get worse, and you're not gonna get no benefit whatsoever. No benefits. But rather, free your mind from these things. Turn to Allah. You're not the first person who get affected by these things. Do the ruqya, alhamdulillah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the like. And Ibn al-Qayyim continue to bring statements like that, ya akhwan. فهذه الطريقة نافعة جدا أن ينصرف الإنسان عنه ولا ينشغل به وأن يمضي في مصالح دينه ودنياه مستعينا بربه متوكلا عليه معرضا عن شغل فكره بهذا الأمر. Says, نعم, these advices that is given by this great scholar Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله are very beneficial. Very, very beneficial. That you don't make it your business now. Oh, you want to know who did it to you and how and why. And some people even leave their job. They don't show to work that day. They go park in front of the house of that person waiting for him to come out. Even if the person say, that's not me, man. You have proofs. No, I don't need no proofs, man. You the proof. You don't care about it. Because he make it his business like that. Leave it alone. Just let it go. Let it go. Busy yourself what's beneficial for you in your life and in your hereafter. Go to work. Be nice to your wife and your children. Because if you continue on this path, it's gonna affect you. The way you think, the way you you talk, the way you act, making decision, and you're gonna bring all that with you in the house, you'll take it with you to work, you bring it with you to masjid, and you are not the same person. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, when you're affected by the magic, hasad, the evil eye, you turn to Allah. See, the mean tawakkul, patience, and wait for the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wait for the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take the matters in your hand. Don't take the matters in your hand. They are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do what Allah command you to do. InshaAllah ta'ala, this is the proper way. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.